Hundreds of first responders across the state are in quarantine after being exposed to people who may have the coronavirus. And some have tested positive for COVID-19, including a Tampa police officer and a Sarasota firefighter. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini looks at some of the challenges first responders are dealing with as they work during this pandemic.
Most Floridians are being told to stay home, but that's not an option for firefighters, paramedics, or police officers. They continue to respond to emergencies in their communities, rarely ever knowing for sure if the people they'll interact with have COVID-19.
It's something that's in the back of their mind every time they go.
That's Darla Portman with the Tampa Police Benevolent Association. The union president says 911 dispatchers are screening callers and asking if they have symptoms common to the coronavirus, like fever or cough. But with some people not displaying symptoms, it's hard to know if, say, an overdose victim or someone whose house is on fire also happens to be carrying the virus. If responders know they're entering an area where the virus may be present, they can adjust their protocol to minimize contact and suit up in protective gear, if they've got it.
But the real problem is that we don't have the equipment that we need. And I know the city's trying real hard to do it, like masks, alcohol, hand sanitizer, even PPE suits, which is a personal protection equipment.
A spokesman for the Tampa Police Department says they have an adequate supply of masks for now and have 10,000 more on order. He says officers don't usually wear gowns and that the business community is donating hand sanitizer. Securing protective equipment has been a challenge for departments across Florida, and state officials say they're struggling as well. The federal government recently diverted supplies headed for Florida to New York, the epicenter of the nation's outbreak. And the state's emergency management director called the private market for protective masks a Ponzi scheme. But concerns about getting coronavirus are only part of what first responders are dealing with.
Life has definitely been an adjustment.
Jeff Orange is a lieutenant paramedic with the Orlando Fire Department.
There's safety concerns. There's people at home left wondering what their loved one is doing when they go to work for 24 hours and what they're being exposed to. But on top of that uncertainty, there's still the stressors of everyday life.
Orange is juggling his job with being a supportive husband for his wife, whose small business has slowed down, and who's teaching their kids, now attending school virtually from home. And he says some of his colleagues had sick family members, financial issues, and other problems before the coronavirus upended normal life. And none of that has gone away.
We're still seeing the same things that we saw yesterday, but now we're seeing it through goggles and face masks and gowns.
Orange co-founded a support group for Orlando firefighters and is also the statewide peer coordinator for the Florida Firefighters Safety and Health Collaborative. Because of that experience, his department recently pulled him off paramedic duties at his engine company to help firefighters keep their mental health in check as they respond to COVID-19.
Finding some level of comfort in all of this chaos has to be a high priority.
That's especially the case for first responders battling post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Deborah Beidel directs the UCF Restores Clinic. It's known for using virtual reality and exposure therapy to treat trauma in veterans and first responders, including some who survived the Pulse nightclub and Parkland shootings. The clinic had to temporarily close because of coronavirus, but Beidel says therapists are still treating patients through telehealth. She says they're helping first responders cope with this new stressor in addition to their existing trauma.
So talking about things like relaxation training, getting some exercise, a procedure that we call mindfulness, doing things to kind of calm and center themselves as they go about their job and as they address their trauma in treatment.
As for what the community can do to help first responders, donated supplies are always appreciated. But Jeff Orange says even something as simple as saying thank you or just letting a first responder know they're in your thoughts means a lot to them as they continue their fight. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.